Blog Talk Radio.
There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area. February 11, 2019. And it's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Oscar York and Chris Edwards. Yay! We're very delighted to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was David who said in Psalms 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. Hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we hear from Chatting from the Word, are very delighted to chat with you today from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. It is so great to be with you once again. My co-host, he's not here today. He took a small vacation and visiting friends. And he allowed us to know that on last Friday that he would do. But we will have Brother Chris Edwards back on the program Thursday, and he still will be bringing his lessons on instrumental of music. And we are so delighted to have him as our co-host. You know, sometimes it's not easy to host a show by yourself. Y'all been listening to me all this time, and we are so grateful. We're so thankful, at least I am, that he's co-hosting the show along with me, and that you all have a different voice to hear instead of my voice all of the time. So we hope that you are supportive of this program at this time, and we hope that we are making a difference in your life. From Chatting from the Word. Okay, if it's here in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, we've been having some cool weather. And if it's cool where you are, why don't you just go ahead on and have you a hot steamy cup of coffee or a hot steamy cup of chocolate and just sit down in your favorite chair, in your recliner, and if you're at home, just go ahead on and stretch out while you listen for another for another 30, 40 minutes to the sweet voice of Brother Oscar York. I feel all alone today. You know, it was just a whole week. And Brother Chris got Brother Oscar spoiled already. But I'll make it today. I'll make it today. And if y'all want to talk with me, because I'm lonely today. I'm lonely today, my listeners. And if you want to talk with me, you're welcome to do that. Our number is 657-383-0883. The number is 657-383-0883. I don't know about you, my listeners, but I am so thankful to the Lord for waking us up this morning to allow us to see another day, to see the sun rises, and to be able to be among the living. That right there is a blessing in itself, not counting all the benefits that come along with that. No, our Lord is good. He's good all the time, but he's good even much on our worst days. He's good. And if you're in the Lord, you know something? Even when it's cold outside, even when the dark clouds are above you, don't you know when you have Jesus Christ, it is sunny all the time. You can have that joy. You can have that joy. I don't know about you, my friend, but you know what? When I think about Jesus Christ and read his word and talk with the Father, don't you know that brings joy in my life? That brings joy in my heart. So we hope and pray that brings joy in your heart today. And we hope that chatting from the word is doing that in your life today. Help us out here. Help us out here. The number is 657-383-0883. And again, before I forget, we hope that we all had a good weekend this weekend. And we hope that you all, on Sunday, being the first day of the week, went to worship the Lord and really enjoy yourself worshiping him on yesterday. All right, we are going to play our first selection. I'm Glad I Know You by Committed Acapella Chorus. I'm Glad I Know You. Okay, just hold on for a second here, and we have it for you quickly. Here we go.
You gave your life. I need a witness of it.
I'm so glad he gave his life. Oh, my friend, imagine if Jesus Christ never died on the cross, if he never gave his life, if God the Father never allowed him to come down and die on the cross and bearing our sins on the cross, taking our sins on in him and becoming sin. Imagine the shape that this world would be in. Imagine the shape we would be in with no salvation. See, when Christ died on the cross, he brought salvation down. But not dying on the cross when he had victory. Oh, praise him. When he had victory on the first day of the week, then the third day of his death, when he rose triumphantly from the grave. Oh, my God, isn't that something? You know, Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Paul said, but it has been written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I love him. And we hope you all love him too. We sure do. Because I hope you all caught our show this morning. We aired another episode of Chatting from the Word on YouTube. We hope that you all listen or watch that program. And to be honest with you, we this week didn't do very good on that show. Too many of you all are not watching our program. And I don't know if we don't get the ratings up between now and next Monday, we might have to take it off the air. Now, if you truly love the Lord and you want the Lord to be in your life, that's a program just like this one is helping you to allow the Lord to be more and more in your life from a daily basis. You hear, Brother Oscar? We sing the song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And we just heard this song here, that we're glad he gave his life for us and he died for us. But in return, what are we giving back to him? What are we truly giving back to him? Most of us, and if we are truly honest with ourselves, most of us, we don't think about the Lord until Sunday morning when we're on our, when we're thinking about going to church. And some of us, we think about going, some don't even much go. Oh, Brother Oscar, stepping on toes today. I'm sorry, my listeners, that's not my intentions. It's just a thought came to me. But you know what? The program here, like the program on YouTube, is designed to help you to get to know the Lord and help you, if you're a member of the body of Christ, to find some joy during your day to get to study from God's word and to listen to some beautiful music from the Lord. Sometimes all of us, including myself, need a little help when it comes to keeping our minds on the Lord. And as Christians, all our goals should be wanting to go to heaven when this old life cannot hold us any longer. You know, all of us, and I don't care who you are, all of us got a time to die. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but I'm saying this, my listeners, to make you think. And Peter asks, if we know all this, what kind of people we ought to be? Peter asks that question. If we know that all this is going to be dissolved, all this is going to go away, what kind of people should we be? If we know that we're going to die one day, what kind of people should we be? If we know that one day this world will not be here. But some of us are living for the world, aren't we? Some of us, we want to do this, everything that the world is doing and even more. We don't want to think about Jesus Christ at all. We just want to please self instead of pleasing the Lord. And don't get Brother Oscar wrong. I'm not saying not to enjoy life. But all I'm saying is put the Lord in your life at some point in your day. Allow him to talk to you through his word at some time in your day. Offer up a talk to the Lord at some time in your day. Some of us don't do that. Some of us don't even take out time and just talk with the Father. He's our Father. You know, you can talk to him any time you want. He is there to listen to us. But we must be in him for him to listen to us. We're going to play our next selection. We're going to play Greg Orange and The Way, All of My Trials. Let me see if we can get that for you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Greg Owens and Dwayne. You know, we all go through some trials. You know, we live down in this world, out in this earth as Christians, and you know, we all are touched with troubles and problems and pain and aches. And sometimes we all need to just have a little talk with the Master and to let him know what's going on with us when we're going through those difficult times and those difficult storms that is difficult to bear. And sometimes some people believe they all by themselves and no one talk to nobody about the problems and the trials that they are going through. But you know what? Even people who claim they don't believe in God, but when something is going on with them, they say, "Oh my God, you hear him and I hear him." They may not believe in God, but they will tell you when something, "Oh my God," you know what Brother Oscar is talking about. But we all go through something down here on earth, and it's just good just to be able to talk with the Father. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 121, "In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." He heard me. David said, "I cried, and he heard me." Oh, sometimes, my friend, it's good to cry. It's good to cry. I know your host here, he cried many times. I've talked to Father, "Help me, Lord, help me. I can't take these problems that I'm going through." And if you like me, we all need prayer. And we need each other to pray for one another, don't we? And if you have a prayer request that you want your brother to pray for, time, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for at this time, the number is 657-383-0883. All right, will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, we thank you so much for all your wonderful blessings that you brought our way today. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning to see a day that none of us have never witnessed before. Father, we thank you for your son Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we through his unselfish act may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for our listeners at this time. We pray, Father, that you be with them, whatever they are suffering through. If it's family problems, Father, help them to go through that difficult time with their family. Allow them to recognize that it's unity that you look at, Father. Father, this sickness, if our listeners are going through some sickness, if it's arthritis, if it's diabetes, if it's high blood pressure, if it's pain when they're walking, Father, we pray that to be with them, heal their bodies, if it be your will, Father. But if it's not, Father, help them and comfort them as they're going through their sickness and allow them to know that they can still have faith in you, because Father, you still sit on the throne in heaven. Father, you still are in control only if they allow you to be in control, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for this government in which we live. We pray, Father, that they won't be so divided, that they won't be so divisive, and they may come together and make the right decisions. for the people of this land, Father, because sometimes, Father, they can make decisions that drive us bad, some of us batty at times. But, Father, when those times happen, help us to always turn to you, because for we recognize it's not the politicians that keep this world turning on its axis, but, Father, we recognize it's you, and you by yourself that's causing this earth to keep on turning. And, Father, we want to pray for our young people in a world like it is today, where right is wrong and wrong is right, where the world today don't recognize you as the great I am. Oh, Father, we pray that our young people, especially those who are in the body of Christ, continue on allowing their light to shine and show other young people how they should live for you. And, Father, we come praying that we keep chatting from the word on the air. Keep us chatting about your word. Keep on helping one another to cling and to live closer to you, Father. And, Father, we come praying that for the lesson that's on our hearts. We pray for each listener that hears it, that they may come to you if they're not in you, or that they may live more closer to you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you all for praying with me and to keep on your prayer life. Keep on praying for all. We all need to pray for. Your host needs you to pray for him too, and pray for Brother Chris Edwards that he make it back home and have a safe trip back home, and that he is enjoying his stay with his friends and his family. Pray for the state of the church. Pray for the state of the world, because this world needs the prayer of the saints. It's we that are saints that keep in this world turning on its axis. It was said one time, a brother was telling me, he said, now, he was taking a trip on a plane, and he said, if it wouldn't been for him and his prayer, that plane probably would have fell out the sky. And I said, that is so true, brother. You never know, because it is the prayer of the saints that God listens to. Right now, if you've been listening to us for quite some time, you know we've been asking for sponsorship here for Chatting from the Word. We want to keep Chatting from the Word alive and on the air, so that you can have a pep in your day to hear God's words and to hear his lovely music, and that can help you during your day. Because sometimes we just need a little push in the right direction during the day, or just to hear someone to tell us, keep on keeping on for the Lord. You know, it's so... How can Brother Oscar say this? There's so much stuff in the world that's going on. When you come on your TV today, you watch the news, you have bad news. If it's not the news, it's a program where you have, and most of you all can testify to this, where you have two gays, two men, two women kissing and hugging and hitting on each other. And if it's not that, it's sex on the airways or on your TV. If it's not that, it's cursing and killing and all sorts of things. But you know the strange part about it, and that's the best way Brother Oscar can put it. We will, as Christians, support stuff like that. We'll go quickly to hear music that contains sex before we hear the word of God. We'll turn quicker to a station that playing music, worldly music, before we turn to a station like this one, Chatting from the Word. Especially on YouTube. We'll turn to a YouTube station that's talking about history, stupid history of man, instead of talking about Jesus Christ. We will support that before we support Christ. So what Brother Oscar is asking you to do is to support us here at Chatting from the Word. We're not asking for that much. Imagine if all our listeners were seeing $1 a month. Imagine what that $1 can do. Just $1. Some time today, you probably go spend that $1 on some candy or a hamburger or whatever. Just $1. And don't tell me you don't have it, because I know you have that $1 or $10, $20, whatever your finances can bear to send Chatting from the Word some money so that we can keep it on the air, keep this program going, keep this program alive in your hearts. And churches, put us in your budget for 2019. Please do that. And when you do that, we will mention you on the program. Just get in contact with your brother here. I'm always on Facebook. Inbox me. And if you want to email me, my email address is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And you can get in contact with me on my webpage. I do have a webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com. But while you are there on my webpage, order you a book. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want both books sell at $43. And some of the proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word and to help us to keep this good program on the air. That is giving your Christian living a boost for today. Please support us here. Please go to my webpage and buy a book. And you know my motto, when you read, get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. See, most of us, we should be interested in reading so that we can also read the Word of God and see what's contained in the Word of God for ourselves. We're going to play our next selection, and I'll be after the next selection. We will go into our lesson. Our lesson will be on Upon This Rock I Will Build My Church. That was a statement that Christ made to Peter and the rest of his disciples when Christ asked him the question, who do men say that the Son of Man am? So we'll get into it after this next selection. I believe we will play Redeemed, my soul is anchored. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Enjoy.
Storms keep on raging in Sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still the hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my mind upon the distant shore. I know he'll leave me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But
Amen. My soul been anchored in the Lord, redeemed. You know, if your soul is truly anchored in the Lord, you have nothing to worry about, nothing to fret about when the storm do come. It may bend you. You may wave a little bit, but won't take you out. It's just like what David said. David said it'd be like a tree that planted by the rivers of waters. All right? So if you're truly planted in the Lord, anchored in Jesus Christ, don't you know everything will be all right? All right, my listeners. We hope everything is going grand with you at this time. We're going to start with the lesson. And we decided to talk about the church a little while, if that's all right with you. And we wanted to title it, I Will Build My, which is Christ, Church, Matthew 16, 13 through 18. And as always, we hope you have your Bibles. And for you all who do not have your Bibles, we'll give you a few seconds to go get your Bibles, because it's not going to take you long. We're going to read it and then make some few points about it, and then the lesson will be yours. Amen, listeners. Amen. All right, Matthew 16, beginning with verse 13, and we will end it at verse 19. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Here, my friend, Jesus was going into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi. And as he was going into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples one of the most daring and important questions, even today. Who do men say that I am? And their answer, was very astonished, if you ask me. He said, "Some say that John the Baptist, some Elias, other Jeremiah, are one of the prophets." Today, we do that today, don't we? If you were asked several people today, this is what the world says, what religion they are, they would say, "I'm the Baptist, I'm Catholic, I'm this, and I'm that." That is the same question put in a different term Christ is asking here. Who are you saying Christ is? Who are you truly saying, my listeners, who Christ is? And then he asked Peter. He said, Simon Peter. But first he said, in verse 15, he said, "But whom do you say that I am?" And then the Bible says, Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now I'm wondering what made him come to that terminology, that he was truly the Son of God. I tell you what it was, my friend. First, Christ said it was God that revealed it to him. And secondly, it was because each apostle got to know Christ for themselves. See, once we get to know Christ, my friend, don't you know we will have more of a personal relationship with him? That's the problem today. We cease to have a personal relationship with our Lord. Because if you had a personal relationship with the Lord, you would know for yourself that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Oh, that minister of yours every Sunday do not have to remind you. That Sunday school teacher won't have to remind you. You would know for yourself he is Lord, he is God, because he would be your life. And then Jesus answered and said to Simon Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." It wasn't the flesh and blood. It wasn't nothing down here that told you who I was. But it was my Father who told you who I was. And then he said, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." People want to claim that Jesus was saying he was building the church on Peter. Not so, because the word Peter means a pebble, a small stone. But here Jesus said, upon this rock. Here he was talking about the confession that Peter was making, the fact that he was truly the Son of God. And only the Father in heaven revealed that answer to Simon Peter. Don't you see the importance of knowing who Christ was and knowing who Christ is today? He is the one that built the church, not me, not you, no man or nobody else. But Christ is the one that built the church, that died for, and gave his life for the church. And then Jesus said, "I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." He said, "I'm going to give you the keys, Peter. The key will be the gospel." On Acts 2, Peter preached the first gospel sermon. He opened up the church. The church has been open ever since. And then Jesus said, "Whatever you bind in on earth, you also bound in heaven." If you find having joy in Jesus Christ down here on earth, if you enjoy Christ down here on earth, if you love him down here on earth, if you do things to satisfy Christ down here on earth, you will be heaven bound. If you obey him down here on earth, you will be heaven bound. Most of us, we find joy in things that's not even religious sometimes. And how we think we're going to get to heaven when our minds are not on Jesus Christ? And then Christ said, "Wheresoever thou shalt loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven." Oh, my friend, we got to loose these earthly things that we love to do if we are going to be in Jesus Christ. We need to let them go if we are planning on going to heaven. And we need to get our minds on heavenly things, not earthly things. And we hope and pray, but I've said enough to cause you to think about your soul salvation. You must hear the gospel. You must believe it. You must repent. You must confess Jesus, and you must be baptized in the water of grave baptism. And then you must live faithfully, which places you in the body of Christ, and you must live faithfully till the end. We hope and pray that be your desire. Visit a church near you. Look up in the phone directory. Find you the closest church of Christ. And what we mean about the church of Christ, the church that's truly going about by the word of God. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings you brought our way. We thank you for our listeners, Father. We hope that all listen with attentive ears. We pray for our co-hosts, Father. We pray that you help him get back home safely and we can hear his voice on Thursday. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, it was grand talking, chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye.